T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Dan Karpuk and Kate Constable, and we have for all of you today an NBA odds boost on Bojan Bogdanović and Evan Mobley to each have over 19.5 points. This is boosted to plus 350 at Caesars. Bogdanović has hit this over in his last four games, and Mobley has done so in three of his last six. So one of those 30 plus points. So I love the value in both of these to happen.
Yeah, if you look at what Evan Mobley's done lately, I mean, he's shot 58%, 53, 60, 44. I mean, his percentages, because he's scoring so close to the rim, are so high every night that you've got to believe that he could score at least 20 points in a game against a Detroit defense that is very, very bad. And Bogdanović, he's been kind of the Pistons' leading scorer since Cade Cunningham has been out. I mean, he's someone who they have to rely on for a ton of offense every night. So this isn't a crazy number for either of these two players to meet. So if you're getting this type of odds, I like that a lot.
Yeah, and Lucy, as you mentioned, Bogdanović went over this four straight times, 21, 23, 21, 29 points. I'm not concerned about him whatsoever. Mobley, on the other hand, a little bit concerned about him, but the last couple times he played bad front court defenses, he had 23 points against the Thunder, 21 points against the Rockets. Kate, you mentioned how efficient he's been lately. Yes, he's in this offense that shares the ball, which, you know, gives a little bit of pause here, but the Pistons rank second worst in defensive rating in the league. They're terrible. They've allowed 22.3 points per game to opposing power forwards this year as well. And at plus 350, there's a 22.2% implied probability that this happens. I'd put this more in like the 35 to 40% range if I was creating the odds for it. So I think there's a lot of value here.
So much value. I had to keep double checking to 19.5 and not like 24, 25.5. This is great value here, especially Bogdanović involved in this odds boost. So get in on that at plus 350 at Caesars and head to BetQL.com and get your free 3-day trial today and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And follow us on Twitter, of course, at Daniel Karpuk, at Kate Constable, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today. I'm sticking with the NBA and I am once again with the Celtics. The Boston Celtics -4.5. Oh, it is. I know it's shocking. I know this will shock many. Celtics -4.5 against the 76ers. They came through and covered that 11-point spread in their last game by a hair. I was sweating that out, believe me, against the Pistons. And I'm going with them once again to cover here against the Sixers. At home, the Celtics are 14-13 against the spread. 76ers are 12-12 against the spread on the road. So the Celtics have the better record there. And when the Celtics and Sixers faced off to start the season, the Celtics beat them 126-117. So I think the Celtics can take them down in similar fashion here and cover this spread.
And before I get to my NBA pick, I do want to mention Joel Embiid under 30.5 points tonight is one of my best plays of the day. You know why? Because Al Horford absolutely dominates him on the defensive end. He knows exactly how to play him. I think a little bit of time together that they spent there in Philadelphia also, you know, helped things out there. I think he learned some, picked up on some key things in practice. And then Robert Williams too is back. So I like the Celtics and tonight too.
It should be mentioned that you are crushing it in player props. So Dan's having a
solid season there. I'm going to go with the Kings, though. The Kings -8 at the Rockets. I'm going to also say that before I get into this, that I love the over in this game. It's at 241. You look at it and over at 241 and might be a little hesitant there, but this is a rematch of Monday's game that finished with a 260-point total. That was 140 to 120 Kings win. The two times before that, the teams combined for 250, 253 points. So I do like the over. However, if I want to get a little bit safer, I'm going to go the Kings minus eight, just in case Houston gets cold and doesn't score, whatever. So the Kings have won by 20, 25, and 20 points in the first three meetings between these two teams, and have scored 140, 139, and 135 points in those contests. So Mike Brown's motion offense has given Houston's turnstile defense. I don't say that about too many teams, but they are horrible defensively. Massive issues. I don't expect that to suddenly change here in the fourth meeting between these two squads with pretty much the same rosters as Monday night. So Kings minus eight, but I also like the over.
Love that one, Dan. I'm going to go over to college basketball. I'm going to take West Virginia at home minus 3.5 against Iowa State. I think Iowa State's the better team, but they have struggled on the road this season. They have not won a road game since what? January 7th? They're 0-4 in their last four road games, and this is a really good opportunity for West Virginia to get a quad one win. They also play a similar type of defense to Iowa State, and that's what's made Iowa State so successful, is that they really ramp up the defensive intensity, turn teams over, try and just make the game very chaotic, and West Virginia can do the same, which would then force Iowa State to have to play in the half court. And when Iowa State has to play in the half court and not in transition, their offense struggles. So I will take West Virginia at home. Homely in a short number, and what I think is a little bit of a fishy line, because the Mountaineers aren't at the caliber as Iowa State, but it's kind of those fishy lines that I oftentimes like to take and seem to be the right side.
Love that. And Rick likes Ooey Pooey, we should mention there. Plus 17, I think that was the evergreen Rick pick.
Covering a ton lately. They just went outright as like 17 point underdog.
Well, Kate's on that too. So yes.
Hey, next time you pick them, I'll bring the guitar out. Lucy can sing Country Perfect. Roads, and then I'll strum along. So
absolutely love that. Next time. That's a plan. Look forward to that.
Missed opportunity to be honest today. I mean, we should have.
That's a horizontal tease. We will be doing that in the near future. So get in on all of this and listen for that, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.